In a world that is full of pandemic and every content creator is looking for more stuff to jam into their streaming service, Disney Plus brings us... Hello, Nerdy Legion. This is another episode of Comic Talk Today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you the Comic Talk headlines. This episode is just going to be a bunch of updates primarily, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, there's some stuff to talk about. I do have all of those movie dates from that got moved. We're going to talk about that. My notes are all akimbo, so I'm trying to get them straight. All right, so yeah, we've got a fair amount. We've got some really interesting rumors. So stick around to the end because you're going to like and you're going to not like a fair amount of those. So thank you very much again, nerds. Let's jump right into the news. That does it for this episode of Comic Talk Today, nerds. For more on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other awesome podcasts that we offer on the subject. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already, because I see those analytics and I see how many of you are not subscribed. So definitely do that. Or if you want to join me and my personal YouTube channel, get a little bit more of your nerd news fix or just other generally nerdy things, then you can join me on Generally Nerdy over on YouTube. Generallynerdy.net is my personal website. So go check out all that stuff. Thank you very much, nerds, and we will see you next time. TV streaming! TV streaming, we do have a follow-up as well as a correction. So the follow-up will be on Invincible. We've talked about this previously. Robert Kirkman's animated series that's coming to Amazon Prime now has a release date, and that is March 26th. It will release 3 episodes on that day, and then it'll be 1 episode a week every Friday until April 30th. You can go check out the new trailer if you follow the link in the description, in the show notes, or wherever you're watching or listening to the episode. And then the one correction that I have, I totally misspoke. I said Mephistopheles when talking about WandaVision, the potential villain for the series. I meant to say Mephisto. So I apologize because I'm not even sure if Mephistopheles is a character in Marvel. That's totally a biblical name, though. Whatever. I apologize. I'm dumb. Sometimes I take poor notes. We're moving on. We are moving right into our first actual piece of news for TV streaming, and that is Monsters at Work. This is one that I think slipped through my radar because I don't remember it, but apparently it's been a thing since like 2016, 2017, somewhere in that neighborhood. This is the continuation of the Monsters, Inc. storyline from Pixar. There is active production going on right now that is bringing back Billy Crystal and John Goodman to play their original parts. Mike Wazowski and Sully, the big furry monster. They are coming back. They are doing voices. According to Billy Crystal, talking with Collider, it is being worked on and it will be done soon-ish, assuming they can continue work, you know, what with the pandemic and all. So that's pretty freaking awesome. I really want to see what happens with this. Obviously, it's going to be on Disney Plus. Obviously, it's going to be Disney Plus kids safe kind of stuff. So, but either way, Monsters, Inc. is probably my favorite Pixar movie, and this is nothing but good news. Moving on to our final piece, this is another sad note because we just can't stop losing people, and it sucks, but it is what it is. Larry King this past week has passed on. He was 87 years old. I could not find 100% confirmation on the cause of death. I did try pretty much all of my sources, and they all were just talking about his storied career, which was amazing. And the man was a phenomenal interviewer and just a great newsman in general. And the closest I got was it sounded like it was, in fact, virus. It's COVID specifically, COVID related. So that really freaking sucks. If you are of the younger side of the millennial generation or Gen Z and you don't know who Larry King was, then you need to do a little bit of research, because the guy, he's kind of proto Joe Rogan in that he just opened people up when he interviewed them because he didn't really interview them. He had a conversation. conversation with them. And in the course of that conversation, a lot of great stuff came out because they weren't afraid of him. Because there's it's a whole thing. Larry King was amazing. We're going to take a moment and remember the man, the legend, Larry King. And sadly, that is the end of TV streaming. Movies section. Movies, I told you in the last episode I was going to get those release dates and update you on all of the new moved release dates for all of the big major movies coming out this year. I have done that. And in the process, I found that another one has moved. So we're going to start with that one. So A Quiet Place 2 just announced that they have moved their new release date to September 17th, which kind of makes a little bit more sense because it's closer to October and it is a horror movie. So yes, please. That's probably a wise idea, even though it is because of the pandemic. The next list, and we're just going to go quickly through the list. Fast and Furious 9 is now May 28th. Black Widow is now May 7th. Uncharted is July 16th. Ghostbusters Afterlife is June 11th. Last Night in Soho is April 23rd. And that is the list that I gave you in the previous episode. If there is another movie that you think has moved that I did not put on the list, then definitely get a hold of me through the socials, through the comment section, whatever. And I will definitely look into it for you if you cannot find it. The other follow-up that we have for movies has to do with AMC. So it's more meta movie news. AMC landed $917 million. So they will not be filing bankruptcy. The money comes from new equity and debt capital. I'm not a money guy, so I don't know exactly what that means, but seems that they have new investors potentially, and I don't know where the debt capital comes from. That is words that I know what the two words mean separately, but together. But yeah, so $917 million they have come up with in order to save themselves. But again, this is just a stopgap. If things don't open up soon, they're gonna go out of business. There's no two ways about it. So moving right into the actual news, we have Five Eyes, not Five Guys, Five Eyes, the new movie from Guy Ritchie, just landed another leading man. Already signed on Jason Statham. This is the first time we talked about the movie, so you didn't know that. But Jason Statham is already signed on for the project, and now they just signed Josh Hartnett to star alongside. I don't know. I will look a little bit deeper into this as we get closer to the movie, as they go into production, so on and so forth. But I don't know anything about this. The only thing you need to know, though, it's the next Guy Ritchie movie. And in the current landscape of movie making that we live in, auteurs are few and far between. And Guy Ritchie is definitely one of the last and one of the most unique, I guess, is a great way to put that. And that brings us to our final piece of news, and that has to do with Mortal Kombat. The Mortal Kombat movie, we have gotten like ever so tiny little bitty glimpses of the movie. We have a couple of images, which if you're watching the episode, you're seeing on your screen right now, but we have those images and that's about it. We have like a half a second of four characters that we assume are Kano, Sonya, Liu Kang, and this new Cole Young person walking up to the edge of a cliff. We have Sub-Zero creating his Kori blade, which is amazing, and I freaking love that. And then we have what potentially is Scorpion grabbing a sword. And that's all we have for video so far. So why are we talking about Mortal Kombat? Because we now know that at some point in February, New Line Cinema is going to be releasing the first official trailer for the 2021 reboot of the Mortal Kombat movie franchise, and I could not be more freaking excited. That's all we got for movies, though, and I gotta move on before I keep gushing. All right, rumor mill. Let's hit it hard. So first up is going to be kind of a divisive one, but one that most nerds are going to be excited about. Because you can separate an artist from the art because you're intelligent people. And yeah, so Harry Potter is rumored anyone who's reporting on this as fact is lying to you. Harry Potter is rumored to be getting a live action series on HBO Max. This has come from a number of sources over the past few months, over the past year to 2 years, actually. And now the Hollywood Reporter is getting in on the game. So the profile of this rumor has elevated exponentially because of that. So Harry Potter live action, HBO Max, there is nothing attached to this rumor that says that the original cast is going to be returning for it. There are rumors, though, about the screen adaptation of The Cursed Child, which is the Broadway play, or the musical, I guess, the stage play, that is potentially going to get movie treatment, and that is where the original cast is rumored to be going back, which we've already talked about that rumor. We're not talking about that now. So this being a series set in the world of J.K. Rowling makes a little bit more sense than saying that they're just going to bring back all of the characters we already know, because then that would definitely not be happening. This seems slightly more possible. The only thing that I can think of that would go against this, because again, they are trying to get as much content as possible for streaming services, the only thing I can think that goes against this is back in when Harry Potter came to its finalization, when it came to its completion, JK said that she was going to make it so that you could not create more Harry Potter specific content. So if this is a live action TV series that is Harry Potter, that seems potentially not super likely, but then something like Fantastic Beasts happens and is not technically Harry Potter, but it is still that same wizarding world. So that kind of, she likes money too much. I don't think my reasoning against this holds a whole lot of water. I am putting this at a pretty high 75%. If we can get another good source, like if Deadline starts reporting on this, then it'll bump that up to almost 90 or above. But right as it stands right now, because we have a bunch of small sources and one huge source, we're giving it a 75% chance. Monarch is the next one, also HBO Max. Monarch, again, this is a Godzilla-related property. Monarch is getting according to the rumor, is getting a live-action series as well over on HBO Max. This will be the company that the shady corporation that is associated with both Godzilla and King Kong, and kind of no real details as to what's going to happen. Everything's kind of been conjecture, but there is the rumor from a number of sources saying that they're working on that behind the scenes. This one seems less likely than the Harry Potter one, because there is Toho to consider, and Toho only gave Legendary Warner Brothers a contract for so much that they could do with those properties. I'm pretty sure, I don't know that for 100%, but I'm pretty sure Monarch is a Toho property, so that would be part of the Godzilla King Kong contract, which they are coming to an end with the Godzilla vs. Kong movie. So that one's less likely. I'm going to put that at about 50%. For all of the same reasons are going for it, like the Harry Potter one. You know, it's a popular IP. They are looking to make as much content as freaking possible. So all of that stuff kind of goes towards it, but Toho is going to be a really big roadblock. So 50% there. Thanos. Thanos is our next rumor. Thanos is returning to the MCU. I think that's kind of a duh situation. Let me explain why. So there's numerous rumors saying that Thanos is going to come back as a villain. That I can almost say 100% is not going to happen. If I were to put an actual percentage of likelihood that it would happen, I would say 10 to 15% that we will see Thanos as the big bad, because that's just silly. We've killed him twice at this point. I don't want to see him on screen again unless it's like comic booky stuff and he becomes part of a team, or like there's a number of ways to do that well. I don't think that any of the rumors are lining any of those ways up. What I think this rumor is actually based on is Eternals, Those of you who read the comic books know that Thanos is a combination of the Eternals and, I just brain farted the other, whatever. So he's part Eternal at the very least. And if I can think of the word that I'm trying to remember that's the other part of him, I'll put it on the screen or put it in the notes or whatever. But either way, because we know the Eternals movie's being made, I feel like I've even already covered this. Because we know the Eternals movie's being made, it stands to reason that we will see Thanos to some degree in that movie. Will we see him outside of that movie going forward? Very likely not. Unless, again, they because of the way Disney Marvel is moving, they're not really recasting roles. They're just bringing in new characters, which is fine because they have a bunch of characters to go through. So the likelihood that we will see Thanos at all again in the MCU stands pretty strong, about 90%. I would be surprised if we didn't see Thanos in the Eternals movie. Will he be a major villain, a major player at all going forward? No, 10% on that one. All right, so moving right along, we're talking Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic. We did get the news that Lucasfilm Games does exist again a couple of episodes ago. And now the inevitable rumor is that Knights of the Republic 3 is coming through someone that is not BioWare or Ubisoft, but a different developer. The rumor was not specific beyond saying it was not going to be BioWare or Ubisoft. So I feel like being that specific, Ubisoft seems like a reasonable studio that they would use. But there are plenty of other studios out there, so it is what it is. I think that it's much too early in the life cycle of Lucasfilm Games to be saying anything is for certain aside from what they have already announced, because there's no job listings for this. There's no contracts that have been leaked. Nothing like that. So I can't go above 50%. I also am not going to go above 40% because, again, Lucasfilm Games is not going to roll out with 17 games out the gate. They've already kind of made known that they're working on about 5, and I feel like that's probably a pretty decent limit for a rollout of a company. So because of that reason, I'm putting this at about 40% that we are currently in a Knights of the Old Republic production cycle. Is that to say that we won't see a third game in the franchise? No, I think we will. I just think we're about 5-7 years away from seeing it. Oh, and then we have an inevitable, because Johnny Depp and because Tim Burton have been in the rumor mill for so long, so heavily recently, this one was kind of inevitable. Beetlejuice 2 is being rumored to be a thing again. Now the rumors are going so far to say that Michael Keaton has signed on and Tim Burton is considering Johnny Depp for a role, which we're not going to cover that part of the rumor because that's kind of a whole separate rumor, and that's rumor dependent on a rumor and blah, blah, blah. So Beetlejuice 2 and Michael Keaton. Those are two separate rumors. Beetlejuice 2 being in the works, it's kind of been in the works for a couple of decades at this point. So yeah, you can safely say that somewhere there exists a script that could be a spec script, that could be somebody trying to sell it to a theater, that could be somebody trying to sell it to Tim Burton. Yeah, I think that exists. About 90% possibility that there is a script for Beetlejuice 2. 90% possibility that somebody wants to make a Beetlejuice 2. Now, as far as Tim Burton and Michael Keaton are concerned, I think Tim Burton's going to be a harder sell than Michael Keaton. I think Michael Keaton, as long as Tim Burton signs on, he'll be there with bells on. So, likelihood that that part of this rumor is true, I'm going to say probably 25%. I just don't. It's been kicking around for so long, I don't think it's ever going to happen. But considering these new sources, considering a couple other things, I'll give it a quarter situation. So we have 25% there. Our next piece, we're going back over to Star Wars. This time it is a new movie. No word as to who's going to be in charge of it, just that it is somewhere in the development stage. And that is that we're going to get a full-blown actual comedy movie in the Star Wars universe. So not an action adventure, not a crazy space saga, nothing like that. It's just a comedy with lightsabers. I think this is a ridiculous rumor. I think there's too much that goes against this as far as what the landscape is for the Disney Star Wars situation right now. It would be a hilarious thumb in the eye of all the people who said that the Disney Star Wars movies are too funny. They take too much from the MCU playbook, and they're just too many jokes per minute and blah, 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 blah. But I just... Beyond that, the plate of Lucasfilm is so full that unless this is the Taika Waititi project, which this rumor does not mention his name at all, I can't buy it. So we're going to put this at about 10%. Straight up comedy movie? No, not freaking likely. Our next one has to do with Mortal Kombat, and this is my favorite rumor for the episode. This Mortal Kombat rumor is kind of awesome. So fans in the Mortal Kombat community have been speculating for quite some time who this Cole Young character could be, because he's not part of mythology, and we keep getting word from everyone involved with the production that this is going to be so great for the fans. The fans are going to love it, blah, 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 blah. But if you're going to add a character to the lore, then that's going to piss fans off. We know this from every other time this has happened in Hollywood, whenever they're adapting something that has a pretty solid and hardcore fan base. So people are saying, well, then he must not be a new character. This must just be a new way of introducing a character we already know. Number of rumors are kicking around that Cole Young is Johnny Cage, because there is no Johnny Cage listed in the cast listing so far. He could be, I forget what they all are. Johnny Cage is the one that I've heard the most, but then I just heard from a brand new source, so it's going to be pretty low likelihood, but it's interesting to think about. I just heard a really interesting rumor that Cole Young is actually going to be Kuai Liang. Now, let me give you a little bit of Mortal Kombat mythology, to keep you up as to why that's significant. In the original mythology, and also in the new rebooted mythology in the video games, Kuai Liang is the name of the second Sub-Zero, the little brother to the man who showed up in the blue costume for the first game, or in Mortal Kombat 9. And the original Sub-Zero, his name is Bi-Han. He is killed throughout the course of the first tournament and comes back as Noob Saibot. So it's very interesting, because they keep saying in all of the promotional materials that Cole Young does not know his heritage, doesn't know where he comes from, doesn't know his heritage. So it's not a drastic departure if you were to separate the two Sub-Zeros as young children. Kuai Liang gets removed from the Lin Kuei clan, sent somewhere to foster parents somehow that maintains honor for his family, so somehow in secret, and learns of his cryomancy powers and then becomes Sub-Zero through the course of that first movie. I think that is phenomenal if that is the direction they're going to be taking this, because Cole Young is an Asian American actor. I can't think of the Louis Tan, I think is his name. So that already kind of takes Johnny Cage out of the equation, because Johnny Cage is supposed to be a caricature of caricature of Jean-Claude Van Damme. But really, he's become this Americanized action movie star who's just this kind of jerk. So having an Asian American play that would kind of go against current narratives, and for no good reason. They would just be pissing people off, just to piss people off. So I think this is a great mental exercise to think about. I really can't see any reason to believe it, though, aside from what I really, really want. So likelihood that Cole Young in Mortal Kombat is going to be actually Kuai Liang or Sub-Zero of some kind. We're going to put that at about 25% as well, because again, it's great to think about and I want it to happen. So I'm probably giving it a little bit more credence than it's really worth. But there you go. And then our final piece of rumor, we're going back over to Star Wars. This time is going to piss people off if it's true. We're going Star Wars Obi-Wan is the series that this rumor is based in. And in a world that is full of pandemic and every content creator is looking for more stuff to jam into their streaming service, Disney Plus brings us The return of Jar Jar Binks? What? There is a rumor saying that there is going to be more than just a cameo, more than just a background, like blip and you miss it kind of thing. Jar Jar Binks is going to have a minor, but still some sort of bearing on the story of the single series that we know is going to be Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan, we absolutely know, is going to be approximately 6 to 8 episodes, and that's it. It's going to link the prequel trilogy to the Holy Trilogy. And that is the purpose that it serves. So this rumor putting Jar Jar into, oh boy, I hope it's not true. I don't hate the character of Jar Jar Binks, but I think if we only have 6 hours, potentially 8 hours with this character in the world that we already love, I think that is a waste of time. So I hope it is not correct. This is from a pretty weak source. So we're putting this one at 20% because there is kind of kids that are a little bit younger than me, younger millennials, if you will, who really liked Jar Jar Binks. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say in a nerd community, but it is a fact. It is a true thing to say. So I can't go lower than 20% because of that, because Disney is not stupid. I just hope if it is true that they find some better way to bring that character in. But that, guys, is all we have for rumors.